Hello, this is Carla.
Hey, Ms. Carla. Scott, RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, good. All right. So we haven't received references back, and that's happens sometimes.
Okay.
People view it as competition.
Well, it's the holidays, too. Of course,
yeah.
I'm doing this at the busiest time of year.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Our credit manager went to the owner here. You're good. We can ship you today. You know, I'd have to keep the limit down until we get some references, but he approved.
Of course. I understand.
And, you know, we're great. I'll take care of you.
Oh, that's wonderful, Scott. So tell me how the process works. Because, for example, like right now, from what I understand, you work with both natural and lab-grown diamonds. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Lab's typically going to be 2-3 carat plus. We won't do anything under 2. He doesn't really chase anything under 3 if we don't have it, just because they're so inexpensive and we pay free shipping. So, you know, I ship out for free. You ship it more than once and your profit's gone. So, but I do, and I do have lab jewelry. This time of year, all of our lab jewelry is, I've been selling.
Oh, wow. It's so sad, can I tell you, Scott? I'm so sad. But I know that that's where the demand is going. So it's just a new trend in the industry. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it because we don't do much diamond jewelry. Just to give you a little bit of background on us, we're a new store. We've been open a little over 2 years, going on 3. We carry more designer jewelry, already finished goods, but we're trying to develop our engagement and bridal. And so we have had a big influx of inquiries, and that's why I'm trying to develop our resource list for diamonds. We're still selling, the majority is natural, but I have had a couple of requests for lab. So I was really looking for someone where I can kind of facilitate both requests in one place.
I got you covered. We're selling more natural than we are lab as far as loose. We still sell them, but not as much as the natural again. It's definitely come back. The one place where we miss that is we do sell a lot of stud earrings, tennis bracelets, tennis necklaces that are lab because they're pretty and they're not super expensive. The flip side of that is anything 2 carat and under in the jewelry, we send on Amazon. You know, but when you're looking at 2 carat DVS total weight lab round earrings in white or yellow 14 karat gold for $500, people understand.
Oh, wow.
So, if you need that, I have it. And loose-wise, if I don't have it, I'll go find it for you. And whatever you need, I'll do the best to take care of you.
Well, that's wonderful, Scott. So I have a question for you. So I know that you have an inventory online of what's available. Is that actual, like, is it current, or is it just better to always reach out to you for inventory? For example, right now I have a client who's looking at it's a lab diamond between a 4.5 to 5 carat with a cushion modified brilliant, obviously high color, high clarity the way they come, but I didn't know if what I see on your inventory on your website matches exactly what I would get from you, or if I'm better just contacting you directly.
All right, pro tip, when you look at our inventory online, if it says in, that means we can ship it. If it says call, that means it's out. That does not mean we can't find it. With the bigger stones, a lot of times my New York City, we have an office in Rochester, New York, which is between Buffalo and Syracuse, so it's west. And then we have a satellite office in the city, right in the Diamond Building. A lot of times with these labs, they'll have things that aren't in our system. They come and go really quickly. So I can call them, and even if they don't have it, we have a 90% find rate. So if it's out there, we'll go find it for you. Now tell me this,
wonderful.
On the cushion, you said 4.5 to 5?
5 carat.
And obviously, you know, I don't think we're seeing anything under F or VS at this point.
Yes.
Do you have a budget
colorless
you need to stay?
And VVS.
Yep.
Retail, I don't know what your recommendations are. I'm assuming everybody's pricing them differently, but I would say, you know, I'd like to stay at $400 a carat. I don't know if that's the going price, $400 to $500. But I'm more concerned with the cut of the stone. I know that seems kind of asinine when it comes to lab grown's, but I am looking with something that doesn't have the bow tie as obvious, I guess. So a very nicely cut. So even if it means more per carat, I'd be interested in that.
Okay, yeah. And we're right in that money, to be very honest. I will tell you this. Okay. I mean, are you looking for an elongated cushion or are you looking for square?
Yeah, elongated. I'm looking for either a 1.15 to 1.25 ratio. I would say ideally 1.2 to 1.25.
Okay, that's not a problem. I mean, I'm probably in the $2,000 range for that, you know, somewhere maybe a little over, depending on where we get it from. And that's on a VS. Okay. Like, I own that 408D VS one that is rectangular. Mm-hmm. It's got 1:24 to 1 ratio. It's out of memo, but it's 1734. Okay. So 4.5 to 5, you know, we're probably over 2,000 or right at that 2,000. I can try and find one for you and call you back.
Yeah, that would be great. This is something that I can have this client come in whenever I have something to show her. So when you memo these goods, how long are we able to keep them for?
The memo itself will say 5 days. If you have this time of year, if it was earrings or if it was something that's a very hot item for the year, we try and stick to that five. If not, like on this diamond, I can probably give you 7 to 10 this time of year, if not a little bit more, depending on when you need it. If you're keeping me updated, I can typically go longer.
Okay. No. Well, she lives about 45 minutes away. I just want to have a nice selection for her to look at. So just depending on what you find, I'm going to trust your judgment since I can't look at them until I get them. But if it fits within that criteria, I'd be open to having them. And then my next question is, are all of your diamonds, I would say I'm assuming your naturals are all GIA graded and then your labs are IGI graded, or do you work with different labs?
You pretty much nailed it. 90% of what we do in mined diamonds is going to be GI, but we do some HRDs. There's some IGIs once in a while. If he finds something that's a deal, even if it's an EGL or an EGL USA, an older diamond, if it's a deal and it looks right, he'll buy it. I don't know. You know, so there will be weird certs in there on occasion, but it's not like it was for me 15 years ago when half my inventory was split between GIA and EGL, right? We do the IGI certs because...
The good old days.
Right? We do the IGI certs because they're less expensive. GIA really kind of shies away from lab. So IGI is less expensive. They're very accurate, and, you know, it makes sense. We do it, you know, naturals, we'll do a trade-in. We don't do it on labs anymore because the price is volatile. But, like, if you bought a 1-carat natural from me 5 years ago and you spent $5,000 for, a DSI-1, you could trade it back into me. All you have to do is spend a dollar more, and you have to have the original cert. We're one of the few that still does that. We don't do it on labs, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We did to begin with, but when the prices bottomed out,
No, I totally understand that. No, I mean, even to appraise them, it's a challenge at the moment. So I totally understand. It's just such a different facet of our industry, I guess, that we have to deal with. So, no, but I appreciate that. I think that's actually a wonderful benefit to offer to our clients. So, yeah, it's great. Well, so you have your first assignment. And so I'm very excited to hear what you find. And I don't know if you prefer to communicate. You're more than welcome to give me a call, but if you prefer to communicate via email, I can give you my email address as well.
I'm going to take that in a minute because we love that. I personally am a little bit older. I like to talk on the phone. If you would prefer email, I am easy there to whatever you need to do. So I do have one question before we wrap this up and I grab your email. The clarity on this, you mentioned VVS, so they won't take a VS1?
I think, no. VS, we're open to that. I think the client is open to that.
Okay.
The cut is what's most important to her, I think, than the clarity. And if it's cut really well and it's a good VS, then I think it'll be fine.
They're all good VS. It's crazy.
But no fluorescence either. obviously. I don't even know if they make labs with any fluorescence.
Not that I've seen.
But no fluorescence. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm going to put that in here, and no flow. She'll laugh at me. Renee will laugh at me. All right, so that's done. I shouldn't have an answer sometime today. Normally it's a couple hours. Depending on who's open, who's not open, and what's going on, it might be a little bit of a problem. And let me
Worries. Even if you get back to me on Monday, Scott, that's no problem.
All right, now, let's see. What request an email change. Okay, what's your email?
So it's Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at gmarie.com.
Carla at gmarie.com. Okay, a couple things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Once this gets entered in by my IT, I can get you a password for the website so that you can see pricing, and you'll see that in call. That makes life a little bit easier, right?
Yes. Well, I prefer to speak with you.
I like that as well.
I prefer that. But sometimes if you can't catch me on the phone, email would be a great a great alternative. So
nighttime,
that would be wonderful.
Nighttime and weekends, I do check my email. There's not a lot I can do because I don't have a computer at home. But if you need me, I'll be around. And
thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
As soon as they get this entered, I'll get you a password and a login, and I'll email that to you so you can go right on the site. It shows pictures. It shows, you know, everything. Even the certs are up there and pricing. And it'll say in or call. Call means it's probably out. Call me because I might have something different, even if it's not showing up on the system. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on this. As soon as I have something, I'm calling you back.
Sounds great, Scott. Well, thank you again for your time and for being so thorough with our account. I really appreciate it.
I just want to make sure everything goes the way we need it to. I got you covered.
Well, thank you. I hope to give you some business. I mean, that's what it's all about. So I really do appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All right, Scott. Have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.